From there, we move on to Venice. When we first arrived in Venice, we arrived by train, and the train took us all the way out to the island part of Venice. They built bridges to connect. And out of the train terminal, we entered on this open way, which faced into the waterway. You would see some water taxis in this view off to the left middle. No, I guess it's right middle of the view and extending toward the left. Throughout Venice, there were different canals, and this would be a more typical canal. Some of them were quite large, perhaps three times as large, and some of them were quite narrow, perhaps half the size. But I guess this is about the typical size. Anyway, when we first arrived in train station, it was about 3 o'clock in the evening, and it was just bitter cold, and we really didn't feel like doing anything with all our bags. So we walked directly to a water taxi and caught a water taxi, an appropriate one listed in our youth hostel guide that should take us out of the youth hostel. We arrived there about maybe 4 o'clock, and we went to the door, and we finally found where we were looking for, and it said that they don't open until some late hour, like 6. And so we had this dreadful 2 hours to kill, and I think we walked around and finally just went in the shop. Throughout our stay in Venice, it was just bitter cold. The next stop slide is of St. Mark's Square, with St. Mark's Cathedrals and different things there. On this particular slide, if you look off to the very left of the slide, you see a clock, and up a bit above it, you see two metal men who are mechanically move and strike the bell in the center between them to chime the hour. The next slide is a close-up of the clock, but unfortunately, because you're closer, you can only see the very tip of one of the men. The next slide is a frontal view of St. Mark's Cathedral. The clock tower would be off to the left, I think, along with the rest of the square. The cathedral was heated, much to our surprise and also our enjoyment, because it was so bitter cold that what we do is we go out sightseeing for 15 or 20 minutes on that day. And I think we arrived in Venice at a very poor period. Apparently there was some hot kind of holiday that Friday, and everything was closed, and we were only there for a couple of days. So that day we spent a lot of time going into the cathedral to warm up and dry out. And then when we finally felt better, we'd go out and see different things. The next slide is an interior view of St. Mark's Cathedral. And then there's another interior view. This one has better lighting and gives you some better appreciation of the decoration. This would be a view of one of the arches directly overhead. Next slide is of an alcove off to the side. Now, there's particularly good lighting for that picture, but it gives you some appreciation of the detail on those mosaics. And of like everything about this was really quite nicely done. They had gorgeous columns and different things. And this would be a view around the wall for the mosaic. And the floors were mosaic as well, and this would be a mosaic from the floor. This is another mosaic of the floor.